בחינות הבגרות באנגלית מועד חורף תשע"ב 2012 לתלמידים אינטרניים ואקסטרניים הנבחנים בשאלון A. שלום רב לכם. היום אתם נבחנים בבחינות הבגרות בשפה האנגלית ובעוד רגע ישודר הקטע בהבנת הנשמע. נשמיע לכם את הקטע הזה פעמיים. הודעה חשובה למשגיחי הבחינות ולנבחנים, אסור להקליט את הקטעים. יש להאזין לקטעים בשתי הקריאות שבשידור בלבד. בסיום השידור, על התלמידים לשים את מקלטי הרדיו או כל מכשיר אחר בצידי החדר.
Hello students. Today you are sitting for your Bagrut examination in English. In a moment you will hear the text of your listening comprehension test, which will be read twice. And now, the first broadcast.
ועתה השידור הראשון.
Hello, listeners. I'm Peter Fox with our program, Healthy Living. Today, we're going to talk to Sonia Miller. Sonia is a 17-year-old high school student who started the Good Night Project. Hello, Sonia.
Hello, Peter.
Sonia, what is the Good Night Project?
We are a group of teenagers who are trying to change teenagers' sleeping habits. We meet teenagers and explain to them how important it is to get enough sleep. We also explain what they can do to sleep better.
Why did you start this project?
2 years ago, I wrote a science report for school about the sleeping habits of teenagers. I interviewed 100 students, and I found out that most of them did not sleep enough. That is why it was difficult for them to wake up in the morning. They also had problems studying. To my surprise, most of the teenagers thought they were getting enough sleep. They just didn't know how many hours of sleep a teenager really needs. So, I decided to start the Good Night Project. I give teenagers the information they need so that they can change their sleeping habits.
Sleep is not a very interesting subject for teenagers. How do you get teenagers to listen to you?
We organize picnics and sports days for teenagers in our city. During these activities, we talk to them about good sleeping habits. In addition, the Good Night Project has an internet site where teenagers can ask questions and get advice.
Who works with you on this project?
There are 5 students from my high school who work with me on the project. We get advice from doctors who are experts on sleep. These experts help us answer the questions teenagers send us. In addition, we get money from the city to organize our activities. We also get help from many teenagers who volunteer to help us organize these activities.
How successful is the Good Night Project?
Oh, we're very successful. We get many letters from teenagers and their parents thanking us. Many school principals ask us to help them start this project in their schools. Teachers also recommend our internet site to their students. I hope that our project will continue to help students get the sleep they need.
Thank you, Sonia, for this interesting interview. Listeners who want to know more can look for the Good Night Project on the internet. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור הראשון. אפשר להשיב על השאלות. נשמיע עתה כמה צלילים, ואחר כך נשמיע את הקטע השנית. ועתה השידור השני.
Hello, listeners. I'm Peter Fox with our program, Healthy Living. Today, we're going to talk to Sonia Miller. Sonia is a 17-year-old high school student who started the Good Night Project. Hello, Sonia.
Hello, Peter.
Sonia, what is the Good Night Project?
We are a group of teenagers who are trying to change teenagers' sleeping habits. We meet teenagers and explain to them how important it is to get enough sleep. We also explain what they can do to sleep better.
Why did you start this project?
2 years ago, I wrote a science report for school about the sleeping habits of teenagers. I interviewed 100 students, and I found out that most of them did not sleep enough. That is why it was difficult for them to wake up in the morning. They also had problems studying. To my surprise, most of the teenagers thought they were getting enough sleep. They just didn't know how many hours of sleep a teenager really needs. So, I decided to start the Good Night Project. I give teenagers the information they need so that they can change their sleeping habits.
Sleep is not a very interesting subject for teenagers. How do you get teenagers to listen to you?
We organize picnics and sports days for teenagers in our city. During these activities, we talk to them about good sleeping habits. In addition, the Good Night Project has an internet site where teenagers can ask questions and get advice.
Who works with you on this project?
There are 5 students from my high school who work with me on the project. We get advice from doctors who are experts on sleep. These experts help us answer the questions teenagers send us. In addition, we get money from the city to organize our activities. We also get help from any teenagers who volunteer to help us organize these activities.
How successful is the Good Night Project?
Oh, we're very successful. We get many letters from teenagers and their parents thanking us. Many school principals ask us to help them start this project in their schools. Teachers also recommend our internet site to their students. I hope that our project will continue to help students get the sleep they need.
Thank you, Sonia, for this interesting interview. Listeners who want to know more can look for the Good Night Project on the internet. Goodbye.
זה היה השידור השני. אם לא סיימתם להשיב על השאלות, המשיכו לעשות זאת עכשיו, ואחר כך המשיכו בשאר חלקי הבחינה. משרד החינוך וכל ישראל מאחלים לכולכם הצלחה בבחינות הבגרות. שלום.